we have someone much more popular, our own Dave Bennett.
Yep.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yes, you are, Dave. You are more popular.
And I hope you're our own now because, you know, Cochran is just casting you aside. Can't fit it in the Hawkopedia. Well, yeah, we can.
We find room for you and for Hawkopedia.
You know, it's nice to be wanted.
You are more. You are extremely wanted.
We base the whole show around you.
Yep.
I appreciate it. Believe
me. That's all right. Before we get to today's Hawkopedia, let's go back a day. We spoke to you yesterday about this. Andrew Shaw's future, quote unquote, was up for grabs yesterday. We didn't know if he'd be fined. We didn't know if he'd be suspended. This, of course, for a slur during the game the other night, during game four. He got a one-game suspension. He'll be sitting out tonight's game.
A very important game.
An extremely important game. But the NHL kind of had to do this, didn't they?
I think they did. I was still surprised when the suspension came down. I didn't necessarily think they would. I think when we talked yesterday afternoon, a little before 2 o'clock, which was an hour or two before the suspension came down, I thought they would fine him.
Yeah.
I thought there would be something, but I didn't think he would get suspended. Having said that, I think the reaction to the suspension indicates that the NHL did what most people wanted to see them do.
Yeah.
So
it does seem like public opinion shows they made the right choice.
Yeah.
What do you think? We're all hoping that the Blackhawks win tonight.
I got no hope.
They have to win. When he comes back for games six and hopefully game seven, does this alter his style of play at all?
I don't think so. No,
nor
I don't think
it.
So. I would think that he will probably be a little more selective in late game situations down by a goal in terms of taking a bad penalty there. But I mentioned this to you yesterday that to me that the penalty, when that penalty gets called there with about 2 minutes to go, it didn't look all that different from Friday night with about 4 minutes to go when he scored the game-winning goal down in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where you look at those goal mouth scrambles. You look at all the guys converging in the crease, and they're all fighting for the puck, and sticks are flying, and everything's going on down there. And you just it's got to be like easy pickings for the referees.
Any one of those plays, you could either call a penalty or not. It's borderline.
It's like holding or pass interference in football.
Yeah.
I mean, I really think you could call it every time.
Yeah.
Something. You'd find something to call.
Right.
Well, I think if and when Andrew Shaw comes back, when and if we got this tonight, he's going to have a big piece of duct tape over his mouth.
Maybe.
But I don't think he'll play differently. And in fact, the Blackhawks really need him to be the guy he's been. They need him.
Mr. Enthusiasm. To crowd
them. And they need him in front of the net.
Yep.
You know, he's been willing to provide that net front presence.
Right.
And they have to have that.
Right. Absolutely. All right. Well, we're certainly wishing the Blackhawks good luck, not just tonight, but hopefully on Saturday and then on game seven. It's not impossible.
No.
I know everybody's a little nervous.
Well, I'm going to tell you when we get to the Hawkopedia.
Let's do that now.
It's not impossible.
What is today?
Blackhawks Radio. 720 WGN. The Steve Cochran Show presents...
Bill and Wendy Show.
Chicago.
Hawkopedia.
We may get a fracas here before it all ends.
A what?
So you have to bleep out that part where it says
the Steve Cochran Show. What he did, it was
did.
Subtle.
We Bill and Wendy Show.
We caught it.
Good. Since we know the Blackhawks face a 3-1 deficit and they face some long odds to come back and win the series, we thought we should remember that they have been here before. Yes, the Hawks came back and beat the Red Wings in 2013 after trailing 3-1 in that series, but they won Game 7 at home in overtime. A year later, they were down 3-1 to the LA Kings. They lost Game 7 at home in overtime. A more comparable situation occurred in 2011. The defending Stanley Cup champions opened the playoffs by losing at Vancouver 2-0. They were shut out, just as this year's Blackhawks were shut out in Game 1 in St. Louis. Then they lost 4-3, and then 3-2 to fall behind 3-0. There's the difference. But they were down 3-1, facing elimination, going to Vancouver for Game 5, just as they're down 3-1, facing elimination in St. Louis tonight in Game 5. That time, Duncan Keith scored two goals, Marian Hossa scored two goals, and Patrick Kane, who had not scored in the first four games, got his first goal of the series, while Corey Crawford made 36 saves, and the Blackhawks won 5-0. They scored two power play goals and killed off all four Vancouver power plays in that game. That got them back home for Game 6, which they won in overtime to send the series back to Vancouver for Game 7. And yeah, they did lose Game 7, but they lost it in overtime to a team which ended up losing Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. So there's a blueprint there for the Blackhawks, and that's our Hawkopedia for today.
Outstanding, Dave. Thank you so much.
You have talked us off the ledge.